Welcome to the session on Azure Spot Virtual Machines. We are here to learn on how to run prediction workloads on Azure Spot Virtual Machines and save up to 90% compared to pay-as-you-go prices. My name is Rajesh Ramachandran. I'm a Principal Product Manager on the Azure Compute team focusing on Azure Spot Virtual Machines. I'm joined here with my colleague Jack, who will also give you a quick demo on some of the new capabilities we recently launched. So let's get into the agenda. The definition of Spot: unique features and advantages on Spot, benefits, some of the common use cases, and of course, the pricing and the billing considerations as well. I'm gonna take the next 15 to 20 minutes of your time to take you through some of these before I pass it on to Jag. So let's jump in. Well, I'm the product manager on Azure Spot Virtual Machines. I hope you will come away from this session recognizing that Spot is potential, more broadly applicable than you thought listening in. I'm not going to tell you that it is very useful for every possible type of workloads. We have multiple purchasing options like pay-as-you-go, reserved instances, Azure Spot, virtual machines. But we do recommend that you leverage all the three of them wherever possible. Let's primarily focus on Azure Spot virtual machines. Spot virtual machines are ideal for fault-tolerant, stateless, or time-insensitive workloads. And obviously, you can save up to 90%. So what is Spot? What is this spare capacity all about? There is no minimum or maximum we keep available on Spot. However, to deliver the elasticity that you expect from a pay-as-you-go virtual machines, it is necessary for us to have spare capacity. So when pay-as-you-go customers aren't using that capacity, it is available for our Spot customers to leverage. And obviously, the caveat is you're getting a 90% discount. So it is to say that when we do need capacity back from you for our on-demand customers, we give you a 30-second warning and we take the server back from you. So it's kind of the arrangement that you need to be comfortable with while using Spot VMs. So the things about Spot is, it is low price, but low price shouldn't necessarily be used for only cost saving. We see a lot of our customers adopting Spot virtual machines because they might be happy with what they are spending, but also recognize that they could be 5 to 10 times more while spending the same amount of money while adopting Spot. So you should obviously know about the big data and the analytics space. We see a lot of our customers just trying to do a lot more with the same amount of money. So what makes Spot so compelling? The number one thing, of course, Spot offers 90% discount for our customers to do more with the same or do the same with significantly less. You can deploy Spot virtual machines using single VMs or VM scale sets. We have Spot available across all VM sizes, except for the BS series and the promo VMs. You may choose how you would like to also trigger your evictions or how to determine when the evictions should happen. You can always choose it between either for pricing and capacity or for just capacity only. We also allow you to set your maximum price that you're willing to pay for the Spot VM. So you can retain the VMs maybe for weeks, even if there is a slight increase on the Spot prices. Azure will only reclaim the VM if capacity is requested by a pay-as-you-go customer. Customers can start using Spot VMs without doing any re-architectural work towards actually leveraging Spot virtual machines. Let's think about some of the pain points the customers are going through that could lead them to using Spot virtual machines. The number one reason that I have been hearing from customers is, yes, when their internal IT forces them to say no to innovations, often in response to capacity or budget concerns, that's where I see a lot of customers coming in and saying, how could we leverage Spot to really scale their applications and reduce their cloud budget? Well, some of the Spot rules, the foremost I would say, Spot is spare capacity. There is no minimum and maximum. So we let the market forces determine the prices. However, the market forces look at the Spot capacity over a long period of time. So you're not going to see dramatic changes in prices. In fact, you can go and look at the last 90 days of pricing history, which is publicly available. You will see the prices are pretty steady because the long-term supply and demand function does not change that dramatically. You also have access to eviction rate history that is available for the last 28 trading days. This helps you understand the percentage of interruptions that is happening per VM size in a given region that is evicted for capacity reasons. One other thing is there's no way that one spot customer is going to evict another spot customer. If you request for capacity, we will give it to you when it is available. And we will only reclaim this capacity from you if we see an on-demand or a pay-as-you-go customer coming in and asking for the VM. And also, I think I keep saying that you get 90% discount. I think that's been the term that I've been using very often. But yes, in reality, you will save in a range of 70 to 90% consistently on spot virtual machines over the price of pay-as-you-go. Now that the big point, we talk about spot, we talk about the 90% discount that is available on spot virtual machines, but obviously the caveat is the interruptions, right? Interruptions can occur, and we naturally spend a lot of time talking about interruptions. So you might get into your head that they're going to take these servers all the time, and I'm not going to complete my work, or I'm not able to finish my work at all. I'm not going to turn on an instance, and you might be thinking that you're not going to turn on an instance and after 20 minutes Azure just reclaims the capacity back. No, that's not the reality. Over 90% of the time, customers actually finish their workloads and turn the spot VMs off by themselves. So less than 10% of the time is when Azure is actually interrupting the customers or interrupting the workloads and reclaiming the capacity. So to use spot virtual machines, you must be prepared to handle interruptions. Do not confuse that if this is going to happen all the time. Over 90% of customers finish their workloads and turn off their virtual machines by themselves. We are excited to announce that about the new two features that we added on Azure Spot, Stimulate Eviction API and Try Restore. The new public-facing API will help our customers to stimulate evictions in a given region. Try and Restore is a platform-level offering that will automatically restore an evicted Spot VM reclaimed by Azure when capacity becomes available. Like I said, Spot is flexible and we allow you to set the eviction policies. If you're using a single VM or a VM scale set, you can set your eviction policies to deallocate, and in case of VM is deallocated, but your disk and your network continues to run. The data stored on the persistent disk storage is not deleted. All temporary data that is local to the VM gets deleted. You also have the option to set delete. The VM in this case will get deleted, and all the associated resources are also deleted. Data stored on local disk and any attached disk storage is also deleted. So let's walk through some of the major benefits of using Spot. Not only that, about the fact that Spot VMs could save you up to 90%, but it is also the idea that when you're using Azure Spot VMs, you could have total flexibility. Just like pay-as-you-go VMs, when you don't need it anymore, 1 second later, we stop charging you. But with Spot, when you launch, you know you are launching some of the cheapest compute possible, correct? You are optimized by default. You have that flexibility to consume and use whatever you want and whenever you want, and give it back to us when you don't need it, and we will stop charging you and you are getting the best possible rates on compute. So we talked about spare capacity, and there is a point that we wanted to make it. Capacity for Azure is massive. You may say that, oh Rajesh, we tried to launch 100 spot virtual machines once and you gave us only 50 of them. So what do you mean by huge capacity or huge spare capacity? Although one big thing that we do ask you to do with spot virtual machine is, which is different from pay-as-you-go and reserved instance, we ask you to be instance flexible, because while we run out of capacity, which is spare capacity, it is possible that a specific instance in a specific region might not be available, or it might be not enough for you to be available. And if you can think about spreading your distributions of your workload across multiple instance type, that's how you achieve tremendous scale. And this is how our customers are able to run consistently in the spot market for production workloads by saying, if you don't have an F32, I can take an F64. That's the idea behind Spot. So this is the advantage that we wanted you to take over the spare capacity that is available with Azure. You can also pay up your price that you agree in advance by setting your maximum price. So if there is a price change, you are capped. Deployment flexibility, yes, we give you two deployment methods to deploy your Spot virtual machines, which is single VMs and VM scale sets. So you have the flexibility to choose either of those. One of the great benefits that we offer is about the unique Azure pricing options. So this is something where you can save a lot more cost if you are using Windows servers on Azure. Now let's talk about some of the common use cases. This is not a comprehensive list and doesn't mean that this is to be a comprehensive list as well. But generally, this is how, if you say, what are workloads I should try and identify opportunities to leverage on Spot? This is kind of the big four. First and foremost, big data. It is an example where you might have stayed on the instance, but if the instance is interrupted, you do not lose data. You just lose the work. The idea being you might have your storage somewhere else, and if an instance is doing the processing and have been taken away, we can just reprocess the work. And so do remember, over 90% of your time, you're going to finish the work by yourself, and you're going to turn it off by yourself as well. So every now and then, you don't need to reprocess your work. It is up to you to decide if it is worth saving up to 90% in order for every now and then that you're reprocessing the data. But it is a common point to take advantage of the price point. But it is not necessary about saving money for big data, although you can, but you may find it $100, I can get 10 times more capacity using Spot virtual machines. The next one is CI/CD. Hopefully this is an intuitive one. If you are doing test and build services, hopefully you can handle a failure quite gracefully, because that's sort of the whole point of a testing and deployment system. And so Spot virtual machines is a different type of failure you will have to handle when you're running CI/CD pipelines. Web services. Now this one, you might think, oh, my website needs to be up and running 24/7, and I could possibly not do it with Spot. You cannot take off a server of me, correct? Because if Spot is interruptible, you don't want your websites to go down. Well, if you have a case where you have waited more than 30 seconds to load your website, or that 30-second warning we talk about with Spot virtual machines could be a lifetime for your stateless web services, and if that instance is taken away, well, the current request should complete, and all future requests should be routed gracefully to other Spot virtual machines. So if you're designing stateless, scalable web services, you find you are able to adopt Spot virtual machines quite easily. Finally, high-performance compute. It is a very loaded term. We find most people in the high-performance computing market use Spot for sort of grid, high-throughput computing workloads where it is loosely coupled. And a single node failure does not kind of sort of destroy the entire cluster, right? Similar to big data, oftentimes when interruptions does occur, it is a matter of quickly reprocessing, and ideally the time again which you lose is not important versus the savings up to 90% you're gonna get. So Spot is ideal for fault-tolerant, flexible, loosely coupled, and stateless workload. You might have the exact same workload, but gonna look for these commonalities in the workload, and then go and look for the workload that you can run on the cloud today on Azure, or even if you're running on-premises, and say, does my workload have some of these characteristics? And if it does, there is a good chance you can start taking advantage of Azure Spot virtual machines today. So let's now move on to the unique savings that comes in addition to Azure Spot on using Azure Spot virtual machines. Windows servers is the best on Azure. You get this unique savings called Azure Hybrid Benefits by capitalizing on your existing investments on Azure when deploying Spot VMs running on Windows Server. Now the most interesting thing, the pricing and the billing considerations. We support almost up to 15 local currencies for billing purposes. So you may pay your Azure bills in one of those local currencies. However, for pricing transparency across all regions and to ensure fairness when allocating available compute capacity for our customers, we enter maximum price in US dollars. With that, I'm going to hand it over to Jack for a quick demo and highlight some of the functionalities along the way.
Thanks, Rajesh. My name is Jack Veerappan. I'm on the same Azure Spot team as Rajesh in the PM organization. As Rajesh mentioned, we did a few announcements for public preview for simulated eviction, Azure Spot pricing history, and eviction history during the second half of last calendar year. And Raj has mentioned, as part of Ignite 2021, we are announcing an AI-based platform improvement that will try to restore virtual machines that are evicted due to capacity reasons to maintain the target instance count for VM scale set. We'll be enabling this feature as default while using VM scale set. I'll be using the next 5-10 minutes to give you a demo on using VM scale set and how a Spot virtual machine will work. With that, I'm going to switch to the portal. In the interest of time, I've already filled all the needed details that you usually do for a pay-as-you-go instance like subscription, resource group, virtual machine set name, virtual machine scale set name, images, and everything else as well. Except for, as you see here, for Azure Spot instance, I've not selected this. So I'm just going to go ahead and select that I want to create an Azure Spot instance, not a pay-as-you-go instance. As you will see, the minute I select Azure Spot instance, there are two additional properties that drop out. One, eviction type. You see there are two options here. Capacity only, which means it's evicted only if we need the capacity back for pay-as-you-go customers. Or price or capacity, where a customer has the flexibility to set a max price that they're willing to pay for Spot. And if the Spot price goes above the max price, then we will evict that VM instance as well, in addition to if we need the VM back for pay-as-you-go capacity. As you'll also see, we support two eviction policy. One is stop, deallocate, and one is delete. For today's demo, I'm going to go with capacity only and delete, and go down further to see that in this case, we've selected a size, which is standard D2S V3, and you see the price here. I do have an option where I can click on see all sizes, and it takes me to this blade, where you will see that I'm able to see all DS series here with the various details. And you see that it also shows you eviction rate for Spot and the cost per hour and the savings that you have. In this case, it happens that I've selected the size that has the lowest probability of eviction and the highest discount up to 90%. In this case, 90% that. So I'm going to select that and go back. You also have an option to click on viewing pricing history and compare prices in nearby regions. And then deploy, since I have the best rate in the region that I'm trying to deploy, I'm just going to go ahead. And one other thing, I'm just going to also go ahead and click on scaling. And I say in this case, I want to create five instances, and go ahead and click on review create. As you will know, this will go through the validation process, just like your pay-as-you-go VM. And now you see that validation is passed, and I can go ahead and click on create. Now I'm going to switch back to an already created scale set to show a few things, including how to use Simulate Eviction API to model how eviction works, and show how the try restore feature will restore the evicted VMs as well. You will see that in here, you can click on, when you click on overview, you have the resource group name as Ignite Demo 2021. It's running in Canada East. I've selected for this demo purposes the eviction type as capacity and eviction policy is delete. Now I'm going to click on instances to show you a similar view, but to show you that all five instances are running in this case with the scale set name of demo Ignite 2021, and these are the instance IDs. I'm going to switch to the simulated eviction API and show you how this will work. I've already filled the resource group name and the VM scale set name. And as I said, my interest is to evict two VMs here. I'm going to focus on evicting six first and then say run. You see that I have a 204. So that has been successful. And I'm going to go ahead and evict instance number seven as well. So that's also successful. So I'm going to switch back to the portal to show you that there are still five instances running. And I'm going to refresh this to show how the eviction will work. In the event when you're creating the instance, if you register for in-VM notification as it starts the deletion process, you will get up to 30 seconds notice while the VM is getting deleted. As you will see here that the two VMs that we marked for deletion has been evicted and deleted because delete was the eviction policy. And the way the try restore will work is it will try to bring back the two VMs that's been evicted. to maintain the instance count of 5 that I'd created using the VM skill set. In the interest of time, I'm just going to go ahead and click on refresh. And you will see that it's starting to create and bring back the instances that's been deleted. In this case, it's trying to over provision so that we'll definitely have at least 2 of the instances to bring back. You see that it's starting to create the VM. It's running the VMs. You see that the VMs are back up and running, and it's maintaining the 5 VMs that we need. Just to call out, these restored instances will be running for a longer duration with lower probability of eviction. With that, I'll hand it over back to Rajesh, and thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jack, for that excellent demo. To help you further, here are a few links to some of the useful resources to learn more. We believe you could leverage Spot virtual machines to run some of your highly scalable applications on cloud and to meet your demands by reducing the cost. With that, I wanted to thank you on behalf of myself and Jack for taking your time in joining us today. Thank you.